Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Do you feel like you are an accepting person? Do you feel like it's easy for you to accept others and where they're at in their lives? You might say, yes, I'm very accepting of other people. But are you really? I think this is something that takes work, and I think it's deep and it's life-changing when we can actually practice radical acceptance. When we can get to a place where we can observe where other people are at and totally be good with it. Now, why is this so important? Because of one word, and that is freedom. When we get to a place where we understand the circle of life, the journey of life, when we can respect the journey, then it is so freeing. I know that this is something I've really, really worked on over the years. This is something I've struggled with because I care deeply about others, as I'm sure you do. I'm sure you care so much about the people in your life that you love, and you want them to have a fabulous life. And many times we see others and their choices and where they're at in their journey, and we get frustrated. Can you feel me on that? I know this has been such a challenging area for me in my life. I have really struggled with being a control freak over my life and, you know, wanting what I think is best for the people in my life and being able to step back and let go. Oh my gosh, what a game changer. If I would have only known what I was doing to myself by trying to control the people in my life that I love and their journey, I would have saved myself a lot of time, energy, and I would have done it much, much sooner. So today, that's what we're going to go into, because this can really help all of us to think about it from a different perspective. So I call this staying in your own lane. For any of those, if you are listening and you have one-on-one coached with me, most likely I have said this to you before. I've said, hey, honey, you got to stay in your own lane. Quit trying to drive for your client or your best friend or your spouse, your child, and on, all the people that we try to control their journey. The hardest and the most challenging area for us to do this in is our parenthood. And to be able to get to a space where we allow our children their own life and their own path, it takes some work to be able to kind of let go of those reins and allow them to make their own choices and their own decisions and be okay when they stumble and fall, to be okay to watch them do that and give them words of encouragement, but not let it take over your life and your emotions. I recently was talking to one of my clients and she said, Jen, how do you do that? How do you let your kids, because I have two adult children and two teenagers, but she said, how do you let them just make these choices that it isn't what you would want for them in their life? And honestly, I am so happy where my children are at. I am at a place now where I do have radical acceptance for them and for where they're at least at this point. But there are some things that I, of course, want for my children, because if I ever see them in a space of feeling confused about their life or lost, or if I feel like I see their gifts and their creativity and their amazing talents, and if they're not really using those or believing in themselves as much, it can be hard. It can be frustrating. But I also have to remember where I was at their age. And I think this is something that is so hard for parents to remember. So maybe this is really resonating with some of you, but if you are struggling or really having a hard time with where one of your children are at, I want you to think back on where you were at when you were their age. And this can always help shed some light on being able to kind of let go and have some understanding. Now, most parents will say, well, it's different because I had these different circumstances, or my parents weren't there for me, or I wasn't taught this way, or they'll say an excuse as to why they were at that place when they were 20 years old or whatever, and think that they've done it differently with their child and their child shouldn't be in that space. They should know better, right? Parents also often use this sentence, I don't want my children to make the same mistakes I made. And that's just, for one, it's just not reality. And it's not what the journey of life is about. And it's not fair, because from our mistakes, we gain massive, massive gifts. We gain massive insight and perspective and wisdom. And we have to stumble and fall and learn how to overcome and learn how to get up. And that's what builds someone. That's what builds character. That's what builds compassion and grit. And we can't take that from them. And so when we look at it in that way, we go, oh, okay, so maybe it isn't such a bad thing for my child to fail in life. Maybe it's not such a bad thing for them to go through pain in life, because in the end, it really is a gift. So why do you want to take that from them, right? Practicing radical acceptance, it can be challenging at first, but once you start to kind of peel back the layers and start to look at it from a broader perspective, it makes so much sense to go, oh, okay, I can be okay with where they're at right now. If you're too rigid, first of all, they're going to shut down. They're not going to come to you. They're most likely going to keep a lot to themselves, because if you don't accept them, then they're going to learn how to keep information from you, and it's going to hinder your relationship. And even if you don't physically tell them you don't accept them, they can feel it. If you're judging them and being upset with where they're at in life, they can feel that energetically, and you will be shutting down your communication with them, and they will retreat from you. And you don't want that. You want them to come to you. You want to have that open communication. I know it is so tricky at times when your child tells you something that it can hurt your heart and you go, oh, why are you making this decision? And it can be hard. It can be challenging. But as you practice it, you will get better at accepting where they're at and being able to support them. And of course, there's many different things that come into play. I mean, I'm not telling you to accept if your child is in a dangerous situation or if they are a minor and they're doing something that is very destructive. If they're going on a path that's even the beginning of a path of destruction, then of course I say yes, quickly do what you can to pull them out of that. I'm not telling you to just accept it and just sit and watch that unplay. But I am talking about, especially once they become adults and you've done your job as a parent to guide them as much as you can, and then you got to let them fly and you got to let them also fall, right? That is one area that I think is really challenging. But there was something that I learned many years ago, and it was so freeing to me and so helpful when it came to this idea of accepting others. There's this book called Spiral Dynamics, and I can't remember the name of the author. I think it was Dr. Beck or something like that. but it's a really powerful, and it was a huge paradigm shift for me to learn about the idea of spiral dynamics and what that is. It is the evolution of consciousness. And so he points out the different levels of consciousness that humans go through, and that, you know, you might go through several different levels of consciousness in a lifetime, or maybe multiple lifetimes, whether you believe we live many times as a human or in other dimensions or whatever your beliefs are. But our soul grows over time and over different lifetimes. And so some of us are in different spaces in our consciousness, and it doesn't have anything to do with your physical age. And that is so mind-blowing, because we look at someone and we think, okay, if they're older than me, they should know more than me, or they should be more conscious or more evolved than me. And that is not necessarily the case. And so we many times hold a lot of judgment towards others if they are at a different level of consciousness, and we don't even realize what we're doing. For example, maybe you were born into a family and you are more conscious than your parents or your older siblings or your teachers or someone else in your life, or maybe your children are more conscious than you. Okay. So there's many different layers to this, but once we start to peel back that idea, then we go, oh my gosh, I don't have to judge others and expect them to be at a certain place just because of their age. It's not really fair. And they are where they're at on their journey for a reason, and that's where they need to be or choose to be, and that's okay. Maybe they're going to get there in this lifetime to a more evolved space. Maybe they aren't, but it's not for me to say or to decide. It's for me to be unapologetically on my own journey and then loving of wherever people are at in their life. And that is okay. So you could look up on YouTube. There's also a lot of videos of people giving you kind of the idea or the synopsis of the idea of spiral dynamics. And it's super fascinating and helpful for us to understand. I bought the version of the book, and it was really tricky because it was written by a doctor and I didn't understand most of it. My understanding has come from listening to people explain the idea. Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics. You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there, and let's grow together. Also, understanding that when we look at someone, we are only seeing just this little tiny pinprick perspective of who they are, what they're all about, why they do what they do. We have no clue. And that is truly it. Like, we think, oh, I know that person. And so maybe you've known them all your life. Maybe you have a sibling that you've known all your life, or your parents, or someone that even in your life that you've been there through their whole journey. You have a small window into really the perspective of what's going on in their mind and their heart. And you have not been there with them 24/7, every step of the way in their life. So there's a lot of things that happen in their life that you don't even know about. So let's say you have a sibling and you were born and raised together, and they went to school, they dated, they did all of these different things when they weren't with you, and things were said to them and things happened to them and they experienced different things that you don't even know about. And then with your parents, it's like, wow, they had a whole nother lifetime before you were ever even born. And so we can make assumptions based on our perspective of what we've seen in their lives, but we really don't know, because we don't know what their childhood was like. we don't know the different heartbreaks they've gone through, the ins and outs of all of that. We really don't. That's one of the things that I love so much about coaching is I always say that I fall in love with all of my clients. And my husband says that too. And we mean that in the way that when you start to coach with someone, it's such a beautiful journey of getting vulnerable with each other. I can't tell you how many tears and laughter and joys and grieving that you go through with your clients. And so my husband and I have talked about this, is you just truly like connect on such a deep level with those people. And that journey of healing is really, really deep. So we get to see behind our clients' doors and their walls of what's really happened in their lives and what is on their mind and their heart. Of course, we don't see everything because we weren't there for everything, but we can see through their eyes and actually listen with no judgment on what this person in front of us has gone through. And it just gives us so much compassion and understanding for them that many people in their lives don't have, because they're not sitting down and telling people in their lives how certain experiences affected them or the things that they've gone through that caused them to carry shame. Those are things that we keep hidden behind closed doors. I love movies that show how the villain became the villain. I think those are so powerful. Like one of my favorites is Maleficent. When you watch Maleficent, you know, she was always villainized as a kid growing up and watching Sleeping Beauty. It was like, oh, she always was like this bad, wicked person. And then when you actually saw Angelina Jolie's character of Maleficent, you fell in love with her and you started to root for her and you really had compassion and understanding why she ended up that way. And you realized she isn't really bad. She's actually good and she just has pain. And that's truly what I believe happens with all of us, is we go through things and we learn to get this shell around us and to project our pain out into the world. And so allowing ourselves to drop the judgment and actually accept others and where they're at, it's so powerful. Another area that when we apply this, and I think, oh, I don't know, between children, this is tricky, because if I were to put these in order of which ones are the hardest to experience radical acceptance in, I would say the easiest is probably just people out in the world, like your clients, your friends, your family. Those are probably the easiest to start to accept and understand. Well, I would say your friends, probably more so. And then the next tier, the harder one would be your family. And then the harder one would be your children. And then I think the next level of depth and a really hard one can be your, what do you think I'm going to say? Your spouse or your partner. So when we have a partner, a whole nother set of expectations are slapped on that person. Have you ever had a friend that you're like, oh, they're such a great friend and you love them and it's fine that they do something, but then your spouse is doing the same thing and you're not okay with it? It's because we put these levels of expectations on our spouse, and it's like we expect them to do things the way we do things. We want them to be up to par with us. And that can be a miserable relationship. I am speaking from experience. This is something that I definitely had a major struggle with in my marriage. And it was killing my marriage, honestly. I'm sure I was no fun to be married to, because I have a lot of expectations and I was looking at things more of trying to be my husband's mom and giving him rules and all the things. And you know what? To be honest, he did the same thing to me. you know, as you do that to your partner, they also do it to you. And I don't know who started doing it first, probably me, but he followed suit and gave me, you know, rules and expectations. And it was a miserable go for us. And we had a hard time with that. And I couldn't wait for him to stop doing that. Somebody has to disrupt that pattern. And for me, I got to a place, and I'll never forget when it was. I know exactly when it was. It was April of 2016. And I had this moment that changed my life. It was a moment that I decided to surrender and to give up trying to control him. And in turn, I stopped trying to control other people as well, like my kids as much, or even myself, right? So that, I think, is next to the hardest and most challenging, I think, is your spouse. But the number one, of course, the most important, and I believe the most challenging, is to practice radical acceptance in yourself. And this is one that I continue to work on. I think it's something that we all could constantly work on, because I think it's the most challenging. And that is to really accept yourself, accept where you're at, and of course, continue to evolve and to grow and to progress. And that's amazing and that's great, but also to stop being so damn hard on yourself and allow yourself to give yourself accolades and accept yourself. Like, how beautiful is that, to think of looking at yourself in the mirror and going, you know what? I love you. I love you. And I understand. I understand the things you've gone through, but it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse to stay back, because those things you've gone through, they are gifts when you learn and you move past them, not when you spin in them, right? Hopefully you've had some ahas today, but I want you to think of, out of these different categories, where do you feel like you could practice more acceptance in your life, which will set you free? And you will start to enjoy this journey of life even more and more and more as you go. We talked about in my last month's Awaken coaching program, for any of you who have never checked it out, check it out. You will love it. It's something that we learn and grow as a tribe weekly. And last month's theme was living free. We looked at different areas in our life that we could free ourselves from, things that are holding us back, free ourselves from blocks. And I really think that's what the journey of life is all about. If you are living free, then you are winning at the game of life. If you have lots of money, you know, worldly success, yet you are miserable and sad and your relationships are a mess, you're not really living free. It's not really a fabulous life. You're not essentially successful, right? And so radical acceptance fits right in with that. And it is life-changing. So I invite you all to come and check out my group coaching. If you haven't, click the link in the show notes, and I would love to go on this journey with you. But this week, I want you to see where you can accept others and yourself more, and have a fabulous week. Bye for now. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review, and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.